So we're here to celebrate a wonderful Mass this morning, last night, and two more yet today, to give praise to God. Praise to God for the archangels. Now remember, so what's the nature of angels? Does anybody know what the nature of angels? What are we? We're human, right? We're human beings. But angels are spiritual beings that God created that serve Him exclusively. And you heard that, you know, in the scriptures today. And you heard it from Christ, that the angels will come down, ascend and descend from the Father to the Son and back to the Father again to be of help. Now, archangel is just, arch just means that they're sort of a head angel. Okay, they're sort of the lead angels, archangels. But we're never going to be angels. Okay, let's get that straight. You know, when you die, you don't become an angel. Yes, we are spirit, but we are also human. And angels never are human. They can take human form, but that's given to them by God to help us so that we're not so afraid to be open to the will of God. They always point to God. And for any of our Protestant brothers and sisters, and we love them dearly, we don't idol worship. You know, we don't pray and idol and give praise and glory to Mary or Joseph or the angels. We give glory to God, and it's through the angels in our lives that help us give that. So we have the three. I mean, there's actually, I think by church tradition, there are seven archangels. But we really only hear of three of them very often. And that's obviously Michael. You heard about Michael. And he's a defender of the faith. That's what we can be too. We can be defenders of the faith. And then we have Gabriel, the archangel. And we all know what Gabriel is. He's one of the greatest messengers in the history of the world because he came to Mary saying that you will be the Theotokos, the God-bearer. She was going to be. That message to her changed the world. Changed the world. So Gabriel, the messenger, and we can be the messenger of God's will and plan also, if we only open our hearts. And then we have the best angel of all, right? St. Raphael, the archangel. And do you know where this icon is normally hanging? Anybody? Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Paula. Back in the Eucharistic chapel, it's always on the wall, and you can light candles there just as you do. The candles are not to give praise to the archangel. The candles are there in front of St. Raphael so that our prayers are carried by the angels to God and they go up. That's the candles are just a symbol of that rising and going up. Anybody know there are, most archangels especially, there is some sort of staff in the hand. And if you see Michael or Gabriel or Raphael, you'll see that staff. Well, Raphael was certainly a companion. You heard in Tobit how he went along with Tobias, and he helped him along his path, and then he was there, and then he also was a healer, right? That's another thing that we can be. We can be companions to each other and to all the people who walk through our doors, and we can be healers. Maybe not physicians, but in fact, St. Raphael is the patron saint of physicians, the patron saint of healers, the patron saint of companion walking along, but all the angels are our companions. But these are the leads. And as you saw in Tobit, he was there. Now, you'll also see this symbol here in front. Now, it's not a, you know, it's not an old 33 record or anything like that. It's a symbol. These are Greek symbols for the Christ, first couple of letters. And so all of them will have those too. So when you look up icon, you will see that and you'll hear some of the things about why those were painted or written. Actually, icons are considered written. So here we are today. And I think, and I when I was still, and I still am, when I help out at time of first Eucharist for the kids, you know, I say to them, because we're usually in there, we do a tour, and I'm usually in the chapel, and I talk to them about this angel and about how, what a great patron saint for our parish, isn't he? I mean, St. Raphael, our doors are always open to people who are traveling. Whether they're physically traveling or if they're emotionally traveling or obviously spiritually traveling on their journey, we are here to help. Also, we are here to help heal. Perfect connection to Raphael. We are here to help people heal emotionally, spiritually, as much as possible, and help them physically if we can in some way. So we're always healing. And we're always moving along with them and traveling the road that we are all on this earth. So as you know, this day is very special. However, it's only special because they point us to the cross. They point us, as all Scripture does, whether it's the Hebrew Scripture or the Old Testament or the New Testament or the Gospels, they all point to one thing, and that's to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he then points at us and says, go forth, companion with people, help to heal people, be with people. And not just your family, not just your best friends, but anybody who you happen to run into, and you can see that perhaps they need something. So open your hearts and open your minds. When you come to this altar today, when you come down the aisles and you receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, don't forget that when we take Christ in, even more close to the cross, to the death, to the resurrection, to the ascension. Because that's what Christ offers each and one of his disciples and his apostles, is to be a part of this. And you need to go out. Once we have finished Mass, we say, go, go, go out, and whoever you comes across your path, be the eyes, the heart, the hands of Christ. Because that's the only time they're going to meet Christ until the final judgment is through you. And you, and you, and me, and Father. And so it's very important to remember who and whose we are. And that's what angels, archangels, or any other angels do. They point us to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. That's all their job is. And that's really what Christ expects us to be. So you can be angels. You won't be by nature angels. You're not, I mean, you are spirit, but you're created human. However, you can be angels, because that would be your job. Disciples, angels, healers, companions, to all you meet.